So if you want to start.
Okay. This is...
Yeah, it's on.
This is a meeting of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission. It's February 20th. It's 4 p.m. And present are Richard Henderson, Barbara Wennerholm, Françoise Elise, Susan Trowbridge, and Eric Hill. We're going to do an
Yeah, so the applicant's not here, so we can do the administrative approvals first.
For which Barbara Wennerholm has to recuse herself.
All right, so does anyone have any questions on that?
It's 138 St. Botolph.
Yep.
Replacing windows.
Yep. So they're not original. They're aluminum 1/1s, clad wood, and they want to install clad wood 1/1s on the front elevation and half screens. So I can pull. So if you guys want to look at the application.
Well, Barbara has to recuse herself from voting, but she should be here to answer questions, no?
If you guys have questions, we can call her back in.
Okay. Oh, this is all one.
That's her application, correct.
Oh, well, you want to look at it.
So this is, what is clad wood?
So it's clad with a material. So it's a wood window, and then typically they're clad with vinyl. That's what the proposed ones are here.
Are they brown?
Yeah.
I can pull.
We should know about it that makes it not straightforward.
No, it's just the only thing was so the design criteria doesn't mention materials really. It just says they should be appropriate.
Well, I know that this wood and vinyl combo has been approved a lot of places.
Yeah, exactly. So and it has the same profile and depth.
It's been approved many, many times.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look very shiny.
It's matte.
Yeah.
It's the brown color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they last longer.
Is that why it's quiet
and vinyl? Yeah. So it lasts a little bit longer.
So from the inside it's wood, but then from the outside it's got some protection.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be remain at 1/1, and then with screens. Yeah. And the half screens, which is typical for most of the historic districts. So,
yeah.
Did you have any recommendations on this?
No. So typically, with administrative review and approvals, they just were okay with everything.
Yes.
So it's typically approved as submitted.
Okay.
So yeah, that's our recommendation, I guess.
Okay.
So I move that we. Proof of that, the 138 St. Botolph Street application.
A second.
And how many in favor?
Aye.
Three in favor. Approved.
All right. Awesome. I'll go get her.
Thanks. Okay. We came to a decision.
Wants to give her the bad news.
You may have your window. Oh, thank you. So we can take the 3M wrap off the window.
All right. So then we can go to the design review case. The applicant still isn't here, but
okay. It's the address, three doorways.
Yep.
144 to 150 St. Botolph. The proposal is to replace the non-original glass and metal door with mahogany. Eight lights with the eight light mahogany and a single side light.
Yeah. So up here, here are the existing. So there's two identical doorways and a single wider doorway. This is the Longfellow. And then the other ones are the Standish and Lowell entries. It's all built at the same time. It's 1897. I don't know why this is like that. All right, so this is a proposal for the single door entries, one on each side. More detail. And then on the other door, it would be a double with eight lights.
I think
they just walked
in. Oh, you did. Well, hey, how's it
going?
Hi, Dave. Glad
we're here. We just started your case.
Oh, great. What's your address?
Anywhere over there.
Great.
Good evening.
Hello. So for the minutes, introduce yourself.
Yeah. I am Larry Boyd, JLB Builders contractor.
So Eric was just showing us the...
Yeah, so I was just giving a synopsis of what you're proposing. So if you want to give a presentation, that's fine. It's just the one that you submitted.
Yes.
Kind of giving a background. These are the existing conditions. And then you're proposing mahogany. Eight light doors,
yes.
With side lights for the two openings, and then for the double the Longfellow entrance, it would be a paired doors with eight lights in each. Are they both functioning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no fixed door on this one?
No, they will both.
They're both open.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one that's the active and one passive.
Yeah.
That,
okay.
That can be open if they both want, but one will be with a...
Gotcha. Okay. So that's kind of a synopsis.
Do we have any historic photos?
Mm-mm. I was looking around, found nothing. Surprisingly, though, because you'd think it's such a
very
iconic common. Building. Yeah.
Yeah.
So these doors are just to give us an idea that that's the...
That's part of the staff comments. So if you want, I can read my staff comments.
Yeah, I didn't see... Okay, there. Yeah, do that, please.
So staff recommends approve with provisos, finding that a door and side light option more typical with the time period and architectural style should be submitted to staff with a wooden glass design, much like this. But staff also notes that two separate designs should be submitted, a double door with transom on the Longfellow entrance and two single doors with side lights and transoms on the Standish and Lowell entrances. So we only had concerns over the eight light design, which isn't really typical for that time period. So we would recommend either a single pane of glass with the 2/3 pane of glass, so the same dimensions, just one pane, or bringing it up to about 1/3. So it'd be like the four panes right here, just the size of one pane.
And then the same thing for the side light.
Yeah. So probably just a single pane. So then I included some examples since I couldn't find any historic. Photos, I can give.
Oh, I see. That's what this is.
So, here's the staff comments for your record. So, what I did was looked around to comparable design. So, there's the Torrington, which is a little bit more high style, but it was built the same year, actually. This is in Back Bay, and that's just a typical side light and a single door with a pane of glass. And then there was one example. On St. Batal Street 201, which is just a solid door, so I didn't know if security was an issue. A solid door option with side lights, and then also on Marlborough Street, a paired design. So something single pane would be preferred for staff rather than the eight pane. But
can I just take one thing?
Yep.
Before I got involved, they already bought the doors through Pella.
Oh, they did.
So they have the doors.
Okay.
They're waiting to be shipped, but we haven't shipped them until we get approval.
Gotcha.
I got involved after.
Mm-hmm.
I went and filed for the permit,
mm-hmm.
and then they already had the doors.
Gotcha.
So.
Are these new owners or old owners?
I think they're existing owners.
Oh, management company.
Yeah. Oh. So I got.
They would know.
Yeah. I tried everything by code, and I went to file for the building permit. They told me how to come see you guys, but I said, well, unfortunately, I would have done what you said, but
they
already have the doors at Pella, and they spent $18,000 or whatever.
So do you know if it would be possible to change the design through Pella, or no?
Probably not, because they already have the doors in Pella and in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
They were waiting for the ship.
Gotcha.
Custom made.
That's surprising because for our windows, they haven't released the doors until we get approval from Landmarks.
Yeah.
So we haven't I mean, if you guys didn't approve our windows, we'd turn around and say, yeah. we can't go through with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of surprised that
they bought something.
That they don't have some kind of an agreement with Pella that until there's approval, you know, they're not paying for the doors. It seems like they kind of put the cart before the horse.
You know, I got involved through the Pella salesman who called me up because I guess the original contractor is retired that they had, that was going to do this. This went on for a year, I think. So they bought the doors, they had hired me to come in and install them. So I'm just the
heir.
I apologize on their behalf. I'm sure they've been nice people to work with. I'm sure if the Pella salesman had told them, maybe he should have done more homework. Now the Pella salesman has left the company.
If this management company had been there for a while, they know that any kind of remodeling they do on the outside, they
Where's
have
the
to.
Management company?
Nilsa.
Application. It'll be in the application. Yeah. I can. It, right here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
It'll be on probably the second or third page. Yeah, on that left page. Most likely. And are those doors and side lights, are they true divided light or
yes,
simulated?
They're
so there,
true
so there's eight different panes of
yes,
glass.
Okay. And they're insulated for mm-hmm. energy purposes.
Okay.
And so there's no transom, the entire door is all the way up?
No, we're going to build a transom.
But you will build a transom?
We'll build a transom custom to, after I put the doors in to see what kind of space is left. But we are going to build a transom.
So there'll still be that.
And we would need, we'll still need to see that documentation.
I thought I had given you, when I submitted this, I had.
Is it on this presentation? I don't see it on this. Was that sent?
I sent this whole package to you. It should be here, it should be here.
This is the, here.
Right there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So fixed glass transom.
I must have missed that. I'll flip it.
Can so it's glass transom.
Yeah.
Yes, because right now there is a transom up there. So when I install the door out, it's all going to be framed with mahogany, the trim and everything. So I would just put the transom. I would order the glass whatever size I needed.
So could Pella simply take the mullions out? Is that something they?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Well, if there are eight different panes, they would have to.
It was separate panes.
So they'd have to.
It's a true divided.
True divided light. So, yeah. So they would have to take out the mullions and then put in new glass as well. But again, that's not. You guys can determine whatever you want. Yeah. You think is more appropriate.
Is it worth seeing if you can go back to Pella and have a conversation with them in case they haven't been paid for and they haven't. They're not.
Oh, they've been paid for.
They have.
They have been paid for. And they are pre-stained, too. So they're pre-finished. So.
And when was that?
Pella should have known
that. When were they pre-paid for and stained?
It looks like the order was dated November of last year.
Right. So the staining process is all, when they order from the factory, it all comes pre-hung and everything from the factory. So as a contractor, I just take the old doors out, build the frame, install the new doors and trim it out. So it's a one-day install type of thing per opening. So it's not like they can take out each piece of glass, put in a new glass and stain it. They'd have to order new doors.
Well, or take out the glass and whatever trim surrounded the whole thing.
But it's all glued from the side. The joinery is all on the side. It never worked.
Pella should have known better.
You know, unfortunately, Don, the salesman, is no longer with the company, so this guy, Zach, has taken over.
And yeah, but it's still Pella.
Yeah, and they want to ship, and I said, you can't do anything until I come and talk with you guys.
Well, the management company should have known for exterior doors that if they can't
exterior
just
replace
the doors. Yeah. And there, I mean, that entire block all the doors are, except for the apartment building, for all the, you know, single family, and they're all uniform. They're all similar to the 406. So if we were starting from scratch, my feeling would be that the 8 pane is sort of out of place for that block, and this is more consistent with the style.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Maybe we should have the management company come before us and talk to us at our next meeting.
It's a condominium.
Rentals.
Rentals.
Yeah.
It's the.
Yeah.
In, you know, where it is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're rental units.
Yeah, I told the manager that was in charge of this that we had to come before historic. So.
Well, I mean, particularly the manager should have known.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an element that's just a big question mark.
Yes. Yeah,
you understand that you're a nice guy. And
yeah, she signed off on the approval. This is her approval, not mine.
Yeah, no. We get that.
I've been in business 42 years. Went from Boston a lot, I understand where it comes from.
Yeah.
I just worked on Beacon Hill, right on Mount Vernon Street, so we just worked up over there.
So you know this. I do. And is this building similar to other buildings on the street that have those front doors, or is it?
It's not too similar.
It's
no.
It's different.
It's built a little bit later than a lot of the
concrete. It's more of a white.
It's a stone. Yeah, it's a stone.
Not red brick.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not
the
red brick. Else on that
everything
block
else is
red
more traditional.
Yeah. The only one similar is the Abernathy Court, which is built by the same architect, actually, which is on Abernathy, the dead end. And then there's a couple examples similar in Back Bay, but nothing really other than that in St. Botolph area. So. That's why I pulled together some examples, but there's
so
not.
Abernathy Court has most modern.
Yeah, and that they're offset. They're in the courtyard. Their doors are in the courtyard.
It's very different from everything.
Yeah. So.
I mean, they tried to do something nicer than modern glass doors.
Mm-hmm.
Credit for that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the buildings, like in the Back Bay that you said, are similar to this building. Do we know what their original doors looked like?
Traditionally they're typical to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Transom, side lights, and then.
Mm-hmm. And the one pane.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
at least for that style. So.
So I don't think any of us is too keen on this. So what are our options?
You could continue it to kind of hear back from the management company. You can approve with provisos that they go with a different design, and then if the applicant determines that they can't do that or don't want to do that, they can come back for it and do that. I recommend doing that, just so if you have a design that way it's approved, and then if they have concerns or go back to Pella and say, you know, we can't redo them, they can come back before you and kind of make their case with the management company or whoever.
How do you guys feel about it?
You could approve it.
I think I would rather do that. I mean, I have empathy for the fact that they've already paid for the doors. I think as a commission member, my concern is that we're setting a precedent. If someone comes in and says, oh, geez, I wasn't aware of this and I already spent, you know, $30,000 on mahogany decking for my enlarged deck, we've gone down a path that I don't think we want to go. Mm. So I think I would rather have them come back.
So could we live with doors like these with single lights? Are they basically okay if you get those lines out?
You could approve with conditions if you...
Yeah. Well, I guess I'd say, you know, you could go back to Pell and say, is there any way to get those lines out of there?
You said maybe 3 lights. You would approve them with 3 lights on top?
So staff recommendation would just be a single pane of glass. You can obviously have 2, but just no dividers or mullions.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the side light and then the transom as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty common that you see even the number, the the street number.
Yep.
In the transom as well,
mm-hmm.
Which would be fine with us, our staff. And then same for the double door. Probably go with a single transom on this rather than the two panes.
Okay.
But that's just our recommendation. Yeah. You guys can.
Yeah, no, I think two would look strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And then if you determine, you know, Pella says, you know, no, and then okay. The management company's against it, you guys can come back and then okay. Make your case again.
Okay.
And then obviously the commission will hear that. And
okay.
So.
Okay.
So let's have a motion.
How long does this take for, we have to wait for the next meeting next week?
Yeah, so it'd be
20th of March.
I think, yeah, it's about a month. Difference. So.
It's either the 20th or 21st.
Actually, yeah, it would be the updated hearing date if you guys vote.
Oh, I'm not trying to change it.
So it would be March 21st. But I would send you an update
okay.
tomorrow anyways.
Great.
But.
All right, so let's have a formal motion.
I guess I would move to request that the proponent go back to Pella and see if the mullions could be removed. That we have an approach that includes doors similar but with no mullions on either the side light or the main door.
And the lower panels okay?
Oh, like down here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And that there be a single transom at 150.
I'll second.
Okay, in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Four in favor. Okay.
All right, so I will send you a letter
okay.
tomorrow, and then just let me know as soon
okay.
as possible if you guys want to come back, or
yeah.
if you can just, and if not, just submit the updated door specifications, and then we can sign off on the permit
okay.
if it meets the criteria.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so you'll sign off on it as long as Pella is going to change.
Yeah, so if you can submit updated plans
okay.
From Pella that basically follows these provisos,
okay.
Then we can sign off on the permit. If you want to go back with something like that you're currently proposing or a different design, then
okay.
you'd have to come back in front of the commission.
I would just say take those doors and put the single glass in there, like
yep.
you're saying,
yep.
And then, yeah, once I get your letter, I'll actually go visit the management
yep.
company. And I'll show them.
Show them the letter.
Yeah.
It's more official that way. So.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a few days.
All right, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right.
So do I have to, on the next meeting, how do I schedule for that?
So I'll follow up tomorrow, and then as soon as you hear back from the management company and or Pella,
okay.
we can see if you guys want to represent, and then if you do, then we can put you on the agenda.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great.
But I'll be in touch tomorrow. So.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep, no problem. All right.
Okay, so you want to review the minutes?
Yep. So you guys all have the minutes.
Yep.
And I will note, 107 St. Bataulf, they were moving to appeal the decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think they missed the deadline, so I don't think they'll be able to. So
oh, okay.
that was on the rear
yeah.
fire balconies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Or that was 131, sorry.
That's 131.
Yeah, 131.
Well, 107 was... The neighbor.
Yeah, 107 was the rooftop deck, and I've been getting a couple calls from the person on the first floor that's
right,
upset that stuff's going to fall. So.
Yeah, well, my kitchen looks out down the alley
mm-hmm.
at it, and it's a little precarious.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I told them, you know, it has to meet building code, and if it doesn't meet building code, it would be back before the commission. You know, we can't review if everything meets code, because we'd be here for days almost. So...
chair can't second, so somebody else must have seconded it.
I think the chair can second. Maybe I can double check the minutes. You don't think you?
I haven't been because I was told before I couldn't.
Oh, okay. So maybe it was just a mistake. I can
which
check on that.
Somebody else.
Okay.
Well, you write thorough minutes.
Thank you. Especially on the ones where they might be appealing, so.
Right.
Somewhere you had said we had not allowed balconies to be added in the past. I don't know if that's really that or that's worth it.
No. I don't think so. But it's comfortable.
Okay.
Like,
staff resident new balconies were not allowed.
Yeah, it says, additionally, they felt that the addition of decorative balconies on the rear was inappropriate for the district and this particular block of buildings. And then staff agreed, essentially.
I'm sorry, I've never been a fast reader.
That's fine.
Did you mean?
I just noticed that too.
Okay.
Must be a different commission.
I've all read this.
Make a motion to ratify the minutes of January 16, 2018 as set forth here.
Were there a couple of changes?
Yeah, so the only changes was just a name, spelling, and on the 102 St. Bataolph, just changing the person who seconded the motion so I can listen to the audio and just update that. So just those two changes.
To ratify the minutes with the
those changes.
Okay.
How many in favor?
Aye.
Four. 4-0.
All right.
Okay.
And then the hearing times.
Yeah. So what you're proposing for next month is Wednesday, right?
21st. Correct. Yep. So it'd start the next month's hearing. So starting on March 21st, and we can update it to 5 o'clock if that works better for everyone, or keep it at 4. It's up to you all.
Something has come up with me that I might not be able to be here on the 21st. So
I can be here the 21st. I just couldn't be here the 20th. I'm sorry if I complicated that.
No, that's fine.
You can be here the 21st, though.
The 21st, I can, not the 20th.
Can you too?
I think I
mean, I might be able to, but
worst comes to worst, we can always, you know, continue or even send it to Landmark,
right,
depending on the case. But
I mean, it'll be a continuation probably of the one we just talked about, so it'd be good to have continuity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I have jury duty that week, but I think it's Monday, so I will double check.
Okay.
Well, if we started at 5.
True. I should, you know, done my jury duty by then. Run across the street. So, so yes, I will plan on being here.
And 5 is the time.
So we will get the three of you for sure, and maybe we'll get me.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about the time. This is certainly not 4. 5 would be great.
5 is good for me.
5:15 would be great.
5:30. 5:30 works.
5:30 would be. Yeah. I mean, the later the better for me, honestly. But I'll defer to you guys.
Well, the later it gets, the more likely I can't be here. So you guys should decide.
Oh, okay.
So 5.
I think 5 is the right
count. 5,
okay.
Okay. So do those dates look good for everyone?
I think the only one I note, November 21st is the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
many people are traveling, including myself.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
To New Jersey,
good catch. So it's on the so it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Should okay. we just not have one?
Yeah,
or we can update, just change the day. We can even put it to the Tuesday. Just move that one up.
Okay.
A day.
Okay.
So make that one the 20th. Good catch. I didn't even notice.
Okay.
All right. So is there a vote?
Oh. Vote to change to Wednesdays at what, 5? Is what you would like?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then it gets changed on our website.
Yep, I would update the schedule and then send it to you all. And then it'll be on the website as well. Who made that motion?
Oh, I guess I did.
You did? Okay.
So may have someone else make it.
Okay.
All right, I'll make the motion.
Your predecessor said that whoever chairs the meeting can't make motions in second.
Oh, I think they do it for Beacon Hill, but that's fine. Sorry. Sorry, Nathan. I can follow up, but okay. I'll check on that for you, because I should probably know that. And then staff updates, again, preservation months in May, so if you guys have anyone in mind that could lead something or tours, anything like that, let me know.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, so it's, what time? 4:35, we're adjourning.
I know the library has a